Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holberg. Join Maggie every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, for an hour of positive reinforcement on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Maggie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show today. I am so happy to be here, and I'm happy to have my guest on with me, and you're going to hear from two amazing women. When Sandy and I get together, you can just feel the energy. I can feel it. I've been pumped all morning, and I want to apologize first to the listeners from last week. I think I said Cindy Crow was going to be on this week, but actually we're going to have Sandy Boucher, who's back by popular demand. And if you didn't catch Sandy the last time, Sandy is an author, a motivational speaker, an entrepreneur, and an amazing woman who has so much wisdom to share. I'm glad that you all came today. The show is Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holbeck. That's myself, and you can learn more about me at maggieholbeck.com, maggieholbeck.com. And for our followers, just so you know, that the radio shows are now up there. The link, you can go direct links. There's a logo on the right-hand side of the website where you can link to all the shows. So if you've missed any, that's where you go to hear them. And Sandy's will be up there this week as well after today. So without further ado, I'd love to get my guest on today. Sandy, are you there?
I am here. Hello, you absolutely beautiful woman, you.
Oh, thank you. Hello to you. I am so excited for our show today and what you're going to share with all our listeners.
I absolutely am. And just to bring people up, I heard what you said, Maggie, about there might have been some confusion about who's on today. So I just wanted to share a little bit. What we're going to talk about today is how to achieve that dream, that fantasy of yours that just keeps popping into your head. And just to illustrate why I'm the one speaking to that, in 2009, I actually returned to Thunder Bay, Ontario, which is Northern Ontario, Canada. And I started my own business. I finished, my first book came out in February of 2010. I started promoting myself as a motivational speaker after working in employment and training for 20-plus years, and there were some personal reasons why I made that shift. And I actually had promoted that it's in the last 5 years. I did the math last night. It's actually 4 years. So in
wow.
4 years, I started my own business. I am now a full-time, successful motivational speaker that travels all over and gets to meet amazing people every single day. And my second book is about to come out May 1st. So even for me, and I'm living this every single day, when I think back to how much my life has changed in 4 years, it stops me in my tracks. I am so humbled and so thankful. And Maggie, I have to say, you know, when I heard your entry today, the introduction to this show, I have to admit, I almost started crying, because just the opportunity to be doing this show and to be working with you is just another one of those moments for me where you just got to say thank you. And just, that's why I'm doing this show today, because if I had one wish, if I could wave a magic wand, and that's the phrase I'm always using, if I could wave a magic wand, I would want every single person that's listening to know exactly how I feel right now, to get to that stage in their life where they are blown away by how absolutely beautiful their life is, that it's all they dreamt it could be, and even more. I passed my dream probably about 2 years ago. And now I'm in this beautiful place where every single day is just this great and amazing surprise. Anyone who knows me knows I believe in Creator. It doesn't matter if you believe in God or Creator or the universe or, like I say, turtles. I don't care. But whatever that higher power is, I just give thanks every single day. And it's not because I'm super intelligent. It's not because I definitely did not come from an affluent background. My parents, the house I grew up in, didn't even have running water. So, and all of my family, there's never been an entrepreneur. I'm the first. Everyone was an employee working for someone else. So I don't want to give the impression that I had all these advantages. To a lot of people, I had a list of disadvantages. And for me to have achieved my dream just to me highlights that anyone can do this. And that's what I want to speak to today. I actually pinpointed five different things that I've not only done to get to this stage, but I do every single day. I do on a consistent basis. And I believe it's these five things that have allowed me to get here. And I wanted to share those with listeners so they can start making small changes and adjustments that will take them from where they are now, and maybe they're not as happy or fulfilled as they want to be, to where they'll be just as amazed as I am with their lives.
That's awesome, Sandy. I think that we're ready for that. And, you know, just to let you know, the feedback I got after the show you were on last time was just amazing. And there was people that listened to that show that hadn't had the pleasure of hearing you speak before. I know I have, and I connected with you from the moment I first heard you speak at the Perro office here in Thunder Bay, you know, not too long ago, really. Like, you're right, for you, time goes quickly, but you've done so much in that time. So I'm excited for what you're going to share today, and I want to encourage callers that, you know, we will have time for questions at the end. If they want to call in and ask any clarification on what Sandy's sharing with us today, or if you have questions for Sandy, and that call-in number is 347-237-5339. So let's just jump into what you have to share with us, Sandy, because you just have this amazing wisdom, and it comes from experience. So that's another powerful motivator or for clarity, for to know that it's experiential that you're speaking with. And so let's get started.
Absolutely. And just to add one further point, it is passion and faith that got me to this point, because I'm not university educated in business. Like I said, I worked in employment and training for 20 years. So it's not that I had all this knowledge or this plan laid out. I had my business plan. Thank you for that. And again, Perro, we both work with the Women's Enterprise Center here, and it's an amazing, amazing support system. I can never say enough about them. But it was a lot letting Creator drive, watching out for those opportunities that came up, and risking taking those opportunities when they did come up. I wanted to start today, before we jump into the five steps, I did want to share one more thing with you. And as Maggie mentioned, I am a published author. Writing is my passion. As much as I love going out there and meeting people and engaging with the public, writing is like breathing to me. It is something I do every single day. I couldn't stop writing if my life depended on it. I'm one of those people that write on napkins in restaurants. I've written on the inside covers of a book I happen to be carrying because I had nothing else. I will dictate into my BlackBerry. So it's something that comes very naturally to me. And to start this session, I wanted to share a quote with you. And it's actually on the back cover of my new book, Her Mother's Daughter, that's coming out May 1st. And I just think that this is a perfect lead-in to this session. The quote is, "Solutions have yet to be found by staring at challenges. Happiness cannot be found by looking at lack, and peace is not found by looking anywhere but inside." And as we go into this first step, why I wanted to share that with you is these answers are not going to be found outside. They are going to require that you look inside, because honestly, if you want to get to the stage where I'm at, where I break down crying all the time because I'm just so in awe of the life I now lead, that's because I've achieved what my soul wanted, what was inside, not what my mother expected of me or my children or my colleagues or my mentors even, but what I needed to feed that passion. So the first step, we'll jump right in here, is to know what that is, to define that goal. And I honestly believe we all do if we can get to the point where we shut out the outside world. And often This is where realistic thinking becomes the enemy, and this vision pops into our head. I used to have a vision of standing on a stage talking to a room full of people, and I had that microphone, and I had that idea. I had no idea what I was saying. I had no idea where this was going to take place, but I would have this crazy idea, and then reality would kick in, and I'd start saying things, well, I'll never be able to do that. I mean, I'm this small-town country girl, and I don't know what I'd be saying. I'd look like an idiot up there, and I've never spoken into a mic before in my life, and I started tearing apart my own vision. So what I need, the first thing you need to do is figure out what that vision is, and what is absolutely important is that whatever this vision is, you really, really want to achieve that before your time is up. I mentioned that I was in employment and training for 20 years. I was working in a big urban center. I was making more money than I had ever in my life. And suddenly, with the death of my mother, my mentor, suddenly it just became ridiculous for me that I had to ask permission of some other person to be able to spend an afternoon with my children. Suddenly that just became unacceptable to me. And I had always dreamed, I told everyone, if I, you know, the question is always, if you won $1 million, what would you do? Well, if I won $1 million, I wanted to be able to work from home. I wanted to be able to work from home where I wasn't governed by an alarm clock, where if I wanted to spend an afternoon with my daughter, I could do that, and I could work in the evening instead or on the weekend, and that I had the freedom to run my own life. And when my mom passed away and it was sudden, and I think that was the kick in the butt I needed, suddenly I realized my life is short because this dynamic woman was suddenly gone. And I just wasn't playing by anyone else's rules anymore. And suddenly, being self-employed and following my dream and writing my book and sharing that with the world became my goal. I always had that goal. I always had that vision. I was now willing to work towards it. And that's what's important. It can't just be a vision. No one's going to hand it to you. You're going to have to do some hard work towards it. So you're going to have to decipher between the, oh, that would be nice, things that you have on your bucket list and what is a must for you. If you're in a career, pardon?
It came to mind, that's where the passion comes in. That's where it clicks in right there. You got to get passionate.
Well, and that's where the persistence comes in. Trust me, I have tried a few different avenues of self-employment. I won't name the other options. They didn't work. But I knew that allowed me to try all these different avenues because I knew the end result was I wanted to work from home. I didn't say I wanted to work from home just doing this one specific thing because as long as I was happy doing it, what I was doing really didn't matter as long as it allowed me that freedom to work from home. Then, of course, I found a way to take my passion for writing and put that in and my gift to be able to talk to people, and it all just came together in a big, beautiful ball. So that's the first thing, defining that goal, and that's not defined by your husband, your children, or your coworkers. Only you know what that is. Only you know what feeds your soul. So take the time to figure that out. You need that target. You need that end game. The second thing we need. So that makes total sense, yes?
It makes total sense. You know, and, you know, I can't reinforce what you said. It has to come from you. In order to live authentically, we need to listen to our hearts. We need to listen to our souls. Everybody's here on a journey, but, you know, I study regrets that people have at the end of their life, and I use it in some of my workshops. And that's one of the regrets, Sandy, is that people did not listen to their inner calling, their own self. They lived to please other people. So I think that's such an important point, and I'm so glad you hit home with that today.
Anyone that follows my career knows that I'm First Nations. I'm an Ojibwe woman, and I was raised or taught those teachings. And we are honestly taught that that vision that you have, that crazy idea that most people just ignore and regret at the end of their lives, we're actually told that you're given that vision because you were given the skills to achieve that. That's why everyone has a different vision. Creator's trying to give you a hint of what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm.
That's why your vision's different from the next person and the next. And deep inside, you have the ability to learn whatever you need to learn to achieve that goal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it this way. I never dream of being a singer. And anyone who's ever heard me try, they know why.
I'm relating. Pardon? I said I'm relating because I'm the same. Anyway.
Sing in our car. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
The next step, and it's amazing how achieving your life dream and achieving a successful business go hand in hand. Anyone who's worked in the corporate business world, you do strategic planning. You have your vision statement. You have that place you're heading towards. And the next thing is defining how to get from A to B. A is where you are now. B is your vision. What do you need? Sit down and make that list. What do you need to get from A to B? Do you need to learn some new skills? Do you need to start networking and meeting people? Do you need that money always comes up? And you know what? That's the excuse that people use. I didn't have a dime to my name when I started this business, but I knew I had a message. And that's one thing I should go back to goal. If you have a goal that's bigger than yourself, that's more important than even you, now we're on the right page. Every single thing I do is because it drives me insane that there's so many beautiful people on this planet that don't realize how strong and amazing they are. And that drives me nuts. And my goal every single day is to connect with and share with as many people as I can so they realize, often for the very first time, how powerful they actually are. Whether that's on the radio, through my book, through my workshops, through my posts on Facebook, through my YouTube videos, whatever the case is, if every single day I can get one more person believing in themselves, not in me, but in themselves, then that's a day well lived, and that's what feeds my passion. So figure out the steps you need. I had to start a company. I had to figure out how to market myself as a motivational speaker. I had to, well, my publisher actually found me, so there's a perfect example of creator intervening. Don't ever think you have to do this on your own. Don't get caught up in the how. Figure out the what. Creator will show you how. Maggie and I are a perfect example. We didn't know each other at all, and we were brought together by a third party to share a radio program 4 years ago. That's a perfect example. Pardon me?
I said, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I just so agree with you. You'd see me sitting here and our listeners. I'm nodding. You're talking about writing things down and being a writer, and I'm nodding. And I'm just so relating to you, Sandy. So I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm just speaking while I'm thinking. So I hope I'm not interrupting too much.
So that's what's important. And you know what? I don't care how long that list is. Again, I want to reiterate, I was raised in a home that didn't have running water. I was raised by a First Nations woman who suffered because of her race and feared that I would have to suffer the same. So I had all of these. If you looked at a business plan of my life, it wouldn't have been hard for people to say, yeah, I don't think she's going to be able to have this successful business. And I am so thankful that I didn't realize those barriers. I never saw them. I just knew I had this dream and I was going to do it. And if I talked to someone and they didn't agree with me, well, then I wrote it off as I'm talking to the wrong person and went on to the next one. I never gave anyone the power to stop me because I knew I had to do this. The third one I really want to spend some time talking about because I think this is where so many people, I meet so many people every single day that are so unhappy with where they are in life right now. And it's usually career or relationship oriented. They're in a job they absolutely hate. It's dead end. There's no hope. They're dependent on the income. So they see themselves in this never-ending cycle, and they're absolutely unhappy. Or the other side of that coin, they're in a relationship that they're trapped in. They feel they're trapped in. There's nothing they can do, and the unhappiness just goes on and on and on. Well, if there's one thing I've learned, and I know, Maggie, I've heard you say this a million times, the first thing you have to realize is wherever you are is a result of what you're doing and what you're thinking. 1 + 1 = 2. What you're doing is number one. What you're thinking is the second number one. You add them together, you've got the results that you're now experiencing. If you want a different result, 1 + 1 = 2. I see people every single day that are wishing their lives were different, but they're not changing anything they're thinking or doing. And they're actually upset that nothing's changing. So the reality is, if you're not willing to change your thinking, even the slightest, or to change what you're doing, even the slightest, then the result you have is now a choice. Now, that may seem very harsh to some people, but that's actually very empowering, because changing that is also a choice. One of the things that I've found most empowering is the phrase, and we've all heard the phrase before, but I live it and breathe it every single day, and the phrase is a means to an end. Take the person that's working that minimum wage job at the corner convenience store, and they absolutely hate it. They're not making enough money to get out. They're dependent on this income, and they're totally, totally frustrated. That is one way to look at it. Or you can realize that in this job, you're learning customer service skills. You're interacting with people every single day, and you can fine-tune. You can remember what kind of greeting worked and put a smile on that customer's face and what kind of greeting didn't. And you can be subtly every single day fine-tuning your skills so that you get to a point where people are coming into that store because you're working there. Then go back to your goal for a minute. If your goal was to own your own business one day, you get to the point where you open the doors on your business, those people are going to remember you, and they're going to want to support you. So this dead-end job is no longer a dead-end job. It's a means to an end. It is giving you an opportunity to get to where you want to be. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. You know, I like to think of it like it's a catalyst. It's part of the catalyst that's getting you to your dreams. And, you know,
exactly.
Sandy, I want to touch on this, it working at the corner store or working in a restaurant or wherever these people are working. That's one of my wishes for the world, is that people could love what they do no matter what capacity. I remember being in a grocery store about a month ago, and this one teller or checkout person or whatever they're called, cashier, was just so happy and full of life, and people were literally hanging around her till. They did not want to leave. You could see it was like this hub, because you could feel the joy. You could feel she loved being there. She loved serving them and putting their groceries through. And in that moment, I thought, if we could all just grab that, no matter what capacity, at what point in our lives, on the way to whatever we're working towards, you know, it would just change the world instantly. And I think that's so powerful to not only, you know, use that as your doorway, it's the means to the end, but just to have joy in life.
Well, and it's the shift in attitude. That's that one little change in the thinking, right? Rather than complaining about where they are, realizing this is a step. Looking at, for example, even if it's a middle wage or minimum wage salary and they're barely making enough to get by, they are making enough to get by. And it fills that need right now that allows you, when you get home, to take an internet course or to, you know, you can learn so much off YouTube nowadays and it's free of charge. It allows you to add in those little pieces because you're already making enough to feed yourself. Do you understand what I mean? And I want to say that very lightly because I realize some people are barely getting by. But it fills that need for now. I think we get caught up in thinking that everything's forever, that I will never get out of this, and we start talking in absolutes. And look outside. The world is changing every single day. We change every single day. We change with every conversation because we've now learned something new. Everything we watch, everything we read, every day the world is changing, the season is changing. For people that are freaked out about change, it's happening every day. So it's a natural part of life. So this isn't forever. And I am living proof that sometimes you have no idea what's coming next. The analogy they always use is the headlights on the car when you're driving. You can only see as far as the headlights. You just kind of have faith that there's road past that. And that's what it comes back to, faith again. Have faith that tomorrow can be different. Appreciate where you are now. Look at it as a means to an end. What is this teaching me? How can I use this to get closer to my goal? The other thing that's great about a goal, the same way when you do corporate planning, it helps you make decisions. I get offers to assist with different, or requests, I should say, to assist with different committees and functions all the time. And honestly, there's not enough me to say yes to them all. I wish I could. If it helps empower people, if it feeds that need I have to leave people feeling better about myself, then the answer is yes. If it doesn't, then the answer is no. By knowing what your goal is, your decisions become easier. You don't have to weigh out every single one of them. Is it taking you closer to your goal? Yes, then do it. If it's not, then politely say no. Because we all only have a limited amount of time here. Make sense?
Totally makes sense. Now, Sandy, we're getting close to a commercial break in a couple of minutes. So
yep.
I want you to hold your thought because we're going to, I'm sure you have more on the means to an end. You said that was quite an important component of the what we're discussing today. So let's just tell the folks a little bit about how they can reach Sandy. And Sandy's website is traditionallyspeaking.ca, correct? Or is it .com? It's .com.
No, it's .ca.
.ca. I have that wrong. Okay. I mixed it up last time. But, you know, life's all about going with the flow. We know that, right, Sandy?
Absolutely.
So it's traditionallyspeaking.ca. She also has a blog, and that's traditionallyspeaking.wordpress.ca, correct?
Yes.
And your book, now the first book was called Honorary Indian, right? And where can people learn about that or get that book?
The easiest way to get the information on everything I do, whether it's my blog, whether you want to enjoy my YouTube videos, whether you want information on either one of my books, is to go to my website. And on the very home page, there's links to all of the above. And you can also, there's other things on there, information about the different type of workshops I do and a little bit of my history. And even the speakers network that I have now and how you could actually end up working with me part-time or full-time if that's something you so desire to do.
Awesome. So there you go for our listeners. And I know I had someone message me. They're having a little trouble getting on the call, so I did post another link if you are on Facebook and you can try that. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we get back, we'll enjoy more from Sandy Boucher, who's our amazing, wise woman guest today. So stay tuned, and we'll see you in a few minutes.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. You're listening to Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holbig on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Maggie.
Welcome back, everyone. It's my pleasure to be here today and share with you during this hour of inspiration. Crystal Clear Coaching Radio Show is all about wellness of body, mind, and spirit, and it's truly my hope that everyone gets at least one thing from a show that we do, and I know that my guest has the same philosophy just about making a difference in people's lives and in helping them to be empowered and to have lives that they love and have dreams that come true for them. So that's been our topic today, is setting goals. We have Sandy Boucher, author and motivational speaker and entrepreneur, on the show with us. And I want to remind everyone that you can call in and ask any questions of either Sandy or myself. And the call-in number is 1-347-237-5339. And I'd also like to give a shout-out to Greater Good Ministries Blog Talk Radio. So you can access shows at the Blog Talk Radio site.com/GGM Radio. So, Sandy, all right, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure having you. So we were talking before the commercial about the means to the end, means to an end. And is there anything that you want to finish on that topic?
Well, and I did want to touch on that again. Thank you. In the beginning, I said that absolutely everything I do, whether it's a YouTube video, my new book, or one of my workshops or seminars, it is because I absolutely believe in the skills and the beauty and the value of every single person that hears my voice or reads my words. I believe in your strength, in your abilities, as much as I believe in my own. And the only thing that I believe in even more than that is Creator Himself. So everything I do is to get people to believe in themselves. I don't want you believing in me. I want you believing in you. But what I want you to do for the next, 2 minutes, I need you to listen to me, and I need you to believe in me for a minute, because I'm going to share something that I know is absolutely true, and you may not be there yet. But I need you to have faith in me that just hang on to this and it'll get you there. And there's a few things here. The first one, please accept and understand that absolutely everything happens for a reason, even the bad stuff. And that's the important part. Anyone who has followed my career knows I am a 10-year domestic abuse survivor. I know exactly what it's like to dread going home. I know exactly what it's like to close your eyes and honestly believe you will never open them again. And I would never wish that on anyone, but I am now at a place, and I've talked to other people that have had horrific backgrounds, and so many are in the same place that I'm in now. It's not that you heal from it. It's even more than that. You find this beautiful place where you're actually thankful for the experiences of your past. And if someone had told me that I would be sitting here one day saying I'm thankful for a 10-year nightmare, I would have told them they were nuts in the head. But I know now that because of that experience, I do a lot of work with women's shelters. I can go in there, and this is an audience that so desperately needs to remember their power and remember that the chaos that their life just became is not forever and that it will get better. They are at their lowest points. But because of my experience, I can walk in there and I can use words that they know. I'm not quoting a textbook. They know I've been exactly in the same chair as them. I can touch their souls and make a difference. And that means the world to me. And I never would have been able to do that if I hadn't been in that dark place. So now, because I can help these women, I am so very thankful that not only did I have that experience, but I got out. And now I can be living proof that they can get out too. So that's the one thing. Whatever you're going through right now, it's not forever. If it's a hard time, look at the lessons you're learning. If anything else, you're learning how strong you are. And you can use that resilience in the future, whatever the challenge is. The second point I wanted everyone to hear, and this is one that's so hard for people to grasp, is it's not about control. I don't control my life. Not one second of it. People that know me hear me say all the time, Creator is driving this bus. I am just smart enough to look out the window and enjoy the journey. I don't know who's going to email me today. I don't know what opportunity is going to come up, but I know if I keep working hard every single day and I always focus on the good of whoever hears my words, then Creator brings the opportunities to me. I have to have faith. I have to get out of my head because we can become our own worst enemies. I used to get so caught up in how am I going to do this? Well, now I take such comfort in knowing I don't need to know how to do everything. I just need to find someone that knows how to do that. And they can either share the information with me or I can work with them and we'll get it accomplished. And it's a great way to honor someone else's skills. So don't worry about the how. Have that dream. Envision it as often as you can and enjoy it. When I used to picture myself on that stage, oh, I was in my glory. In my image, I was smiling. The people in the audience were laughing. We were engaged. It was amazing. And I could physically feel how happy I was. The more powerful you make your vision, the easier it is for Creator to bring opportunities in your world to make it happen. And I believe that with every ounce of my being. The last one, you have to let go of your past. You can't achieve your future if you're still stuck in your past. I could have so easily stayed there. I could have believed that every man was as horrid as my ex-partner, that this world was a dark, scary, cold place, and I didn't believe that. I didn't believe that Creator put us on this planet to suffer, and I don't. I took responsibility that I had made some choices that put me in a place that I didn't want to be. And now I was going to make some choices to put myself in a better place because Creator wanted me in a better place. If you let go of that past and don't judge the future on it, learn your lessons, then let it go. Guilt is a waste of time and energy. You were meant to go through whatever you meant to go through so that you could learn those lessons and move forward. But tomorrow is awesome if we expect it to be awesome. And it all comes down to that attitude, that inner place. My happiness is inside. It doesn't matter to me what the weather is doing. I love all those people that get upset because the weather does something they don't want it to. That my happy is inside. Weather doesn't affect it. Other people don't affect it. That's me, and that's my happiness and my contentment. And I protect that as dearly as I would one of my children. Anyone who knows me knows to get into my inner circle, you're a positive, outgoing person, because that's the people I love hanging with. I work with the people that are trying to get closer to that, but the people, that inner circle, they're the ones that support and encourage and live the kind of life that I do, because it allows me to stay happy. And I encourage everybody to join us. So that's the 3 points I wanted to make about means to an end, and that's probably pretty intense and pretty heavy, but you know what? Again, with everything in my power, I believe in you. And you can have, you know what? If you think you're alone, you're the only one that wants this, I'll tell you right now, there's this woman in Thunder Bay by the name of Sandy Boucher that prays for you every single day, that believes and thinks about you every single day. And I've made a life of working as hard as I can to put stuff out there to help you get where you need to be. So you're not alone. You've never been alone. Just maybe you didn't realize it up until now. The next step is an all-important step, because believe it or not, there are days where even I'm not motivated. They don't happen very often, but every now and then it does happen. And what's really, really important, it's just like disaster planning. You plan before the disaster happens. So I know, I actually have taped on my filing cabinet next to my office desk a list of people's names. They're my support system. They're my team. And I know at any given time, if I'm starting to get a little tired and I start thinking I can't do this, I can call any single one of them and they're going to remind me I can. Because there's a whole bunch of people in this world that are going to tell you that you can't. Because it's a lot easier to rain on someone else's parade than to work on building your own. So you got to avoid them or just disregard them, and you have to build that team. Sit down and write that list, whether it's your mom. My daughter is one of my biggest supports. I have a best friend that I can count on. I have business mentors that help me figure out this planning for success. Trust me. Living your life financially as a successful person is way different than survival. And I did survival for so many years, I didn't even know how to handle a successful business. But I found people on my team that could teach me that. I have certain motivational tapes, and no, they're not mine. I'm not quite that egotistical. I have certain motivational speakers that I know that if I'm feeling a little down or I don't have the energy to do what I need to do, I can watch one of those videos and I'll be on top of the mountain again. I know that. I have that list. And instead of just going with the moment and losing a day, I know how to bring myself back to where I want to be. That's empowerment, and anyone can do that. Don't call the person that's going to give you all the reasons to be depressed, or you just chose to be depressed. And I'm not talking about medical depression. I mean, that's a whole different ballgame. I'm talking about a blue day. Know who to talk to. Know who to call. Know who to email. Know what to watch. Sometimes it's a song. I can put on my song that's playing in the background on my computer, and my mind goes into work mode. Because it's the exact same song list I used to listen to when I was in employment and training. And my mind has now just dissociated the two. So if I can't get focused on work, I put on that song list and it just happens. Figure out what your motivational tools and supports are. And then use them. Make sense, Maggie?
Oh, Sandy. Yeah, you know, I just wanted to add to you know, that list of people that empower us, really connect to yourself and know who disempowers you and who empowers you. Clearly get to know the difference. And I think sometimes people, you know, they don't really tap into that. So I want to encourage everyone, when you're with someone and you're experiencing the relationship or the engagement, are you feeling empowered? Is your spirit lifting? Do you feel an energetic lift? Or are you feeling disempowered, a depression? And know which ones empower you and hang with those people more 100%. So I just wanted to add that.
Absolutely. You just reminded me of something. My best friend was actually just up here visiting me because it was my birthday last weekend.
Oh,
and she
happy
came
birthday.
In to tell, Oh, thank you. She came in to celebrate with me, and someone was asking me about our friendship. And it's amazing the wisdom that comes out of your mouth when you just allow it to come out. And they asked about our relationship, and what my response was, an automatic response, was she allows me to exist at full power. And I realized in that moment that's exactly it, because there are some people that are perhaps the quieter type, or they're just not familiar with my passion level, and out of respect for them, I tone it down a bit, and I allow them their comfort zone, and I have no issue with doing that. But when I'm with her, because we've been friends for so long and we understand each other, I can be full power, enthusiastic, passionate, talking 9,000 miles a minute, and she's right there with me because she does the same thing. And if you are blessed enough to find someone that you can go to that place, hang on to them for dear life. Mm-hmm. That is power. I see we're getting close to the end here, so there's a couple of things I wanted to talk on. The last point, the fifth point, and I just came across this a little while ago, and I was like, realized that it's something I've always done and never really acknowledged. You need bookmarks. You need points in time where you can look back on your progress. And how this came about in my life is I go to a gym. I'm conscious of, you know, making healthy choices. I'm not at my goal yet, but I'm getting there. And at different times, I get an assessment with the trainer that looks at all the different things from flexibility to my blood pressure. And I have these assessments, and I had them thrown in a file, and I thought one of these days I'm going to pull them all out, and I'm going to make a spreadsheet, and I'm going to compare my progress. And I finally did that a while ago, and here I had been beating myself up for gaining all this weight, and when I put the assessments into a spreadsheet, I realized I had gained weight quite a while ago and had just maintained that level for the last 2 years. So here, and I mean, not that I'm happy that I've gained the weight, but at least I could stop beating myself up. I wasn't still gaining weight. I now had a plan. So if you're going to start on this road to your success, literally take the time. Don't just think about it. Literally take the time to write down where you are now, where you live, what your situation is, what your annual income is, whatever. Describe your situation and put it in a file somewhere. At the same time, on the flip side of that paper, write down your goals, what you'd like to achieve in the next year. And it's a proven fact, if you write them down, you have a way better chance of achieving them. And then take that piece of paper and just put it away. Put it in a file that you're not even going to look at it till next year's birthday. That way, when you look, you now have that benchmark to compare to. What improved? What got worse? Then you can see what decisions helped you, what decisions didn't help you, and you can make better decisions. It's not about beating yourself up. It's about realizing what you do and changing it so you can get to where you want to be. There is nothing more powerful than those benchmarks, and people who just try to remember, they're doing themselves a disservice because life happens. Lots of things change. You can see what happened to my life in 4 years. A lot can change in 12 months. So write it down so you have something to compare to. That would be the 5 points. There's only 2 other things I wanted to share today, and then Maggie, I'm just going to turn it over to you in case, you know, you had some questions. If there's one thing I absolutely ask everyone who's listening to do, you can put this plan into place and you can follow it, but the one thing you got to remember, you got to give Creator time to help you. Give God time to help you. Give the universe time to help you. I see it time and time again that someone tries something, and because they didn't see phenomenal results in 7 days, they gave up. Prater's got a lot on his plate. He might have been out trying to get people to move to your city so that they could meet you and this could start coming together. Give him time to support you. It's a cumulative effect. Take one little step today, another one tomorrow or next week, another. Everything I'm enjoying today is a whole bunch of little things added up. No one thing got me here. There was a whole bunch of one things that got me here. So just keep going. All you have to do is keep going. The last thing I wanted to share, and I had asked Maggie if I could do this, and she was so awesome and beautiful, and she agreed. I did mention that at the end of the day, I am an author. And that's where my passion is. That's what I love, is my writing. And I wanted to share, anyone who follows my blog, you're going to recognize this because it was the blog entry for today. And it just speaks to what I was hoping the message for today is, because, again, I just got to say, this is for you. And I wanted to share the blog entry. It's called Please Don't. Please don't depend on me, for I am here for such a short time, and your life must continue long after I am gone. Please don't believe in me, for I need you to believe in you, so that even when I'm not here telling you constantly how amazing you are, you will remember and believe. Please don't do as I say. Do as you feel. You know what is right. For everything I do is simply so that you will believe in you. Please don't have blind faith in me. Ask your questions. Shake your head. Disagree. For each time you do that, you're being a little more you and a lot less me. And that's exactly what I want for you. Please don't miss me if I go. But know I will miss seeing all that you become. You see, I know you will be great and beautiful and amazing, even more so than you are right now. It is that belief that guides me every single day. Simply, my belief in you. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Maggie.
Oh, Sandy, that was beautiful. I have to say, that's the biggest message that I get from you, is your heart is so big in wanting to empower people to remember their greatness, which is also my mission, and it's probably why I relate so well. And helping people to live authentically and fearlessly. And I want to thank you so much today for showing up with your full presence from your heart. And it's been an honor, and I know we're going to have you back on the show again. So make sure, everyone that's listening, that you do check out Sandy's work at traditionallyspeaking.ca. There's all the info there, and I know you'll love her just as much as I do. So thank you so much, Sandy. We're going to end here. Is there anything that you needed to say to feel complete?
I just want to say again, thank you so much for this honor. I hope everyone that was listening, thank you for taking time out of your busy life to allow me to share this hour with you. I am honored and I am blessed to know you, even if we've never stood in a room together. Thank you, Maggie.
You're welcome. And join us next week. We'll have Cindy Crow. You can learn more at blogtalkradio.com/ those and all the coming shows. Everybody have an amazing day. Get empowered. Hang with those.